A conservative watchdog group has created what it calls a DEI watch list of a number of government workers it accuses of promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion at work. Most of the people on the list are Black and work at the Department of Health and Human Services, and the DEI watch list website refers to them as, quote, targets. The list has drawn attention after President Donald Trump signed an executive order last month requiring the end of all programs that promote DEI as well as accessibility in government. Newsweek confirmed that the website is the product of the American Accountability Foundation, a group headed by former Republican staffers on Capitol Hill and at the White House. The site singles out people who have done things, including work on DEI initiatives, make campaign donations to Democrats, and list pronouns in their bios. A separate order from President Trump signed last week bans employees from including pronouns in their email signatures. NBC News spoke with an employee listed on the site who they granted anonymity due to the employee's safety concerns. "It's unnerving," the person said. "My name and my picture is there. And in 2025, it's very simple to Google and look up someone's home address and all kinds of things that potentially put me at risk. I don't know what the intention of the list is for. It's just kind of a scary place to be." The American Accountability Foundation has created at least one other list of government employees, it said, focused on DEI. It compiled a list of employees of the Department of Defense and sent it to then-Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, saying the people there were excessively focused on DEI and described it as, quote, an impediment to national security.